The secrets to manifesting your destiny lie deep within the inner workings of your highest self. In this special studio recording, Dr. Wayne Dyer will provide a clear path to this sacred territory and reveal the practical steps you'll need to take on a daily basis to connect with your own inner source of abundance, where limitless riches, higher spiritual awareness, and true contentment await.
This is a summary of the first principle. The first principle is not only living from your highest self, but it is acknowledging that you have one in the first place and coming to know it. And as you know that there's more to you than just this body and this ego that is in that body, you recognize I am a divine being, and this highest part of myself is where I want to begin my efforts at becoming a manifester. And here are just a few suggestions that I would recommend you do on a daily basis to get you to the place where you can learn to live from this highest self. The first of these is, whenever you're about to act, to do anything, if you have any conflict at all, you can ask yourself the question, is what I'm about to say, is what I'm about to do going to bring me peace, more peace in my life, or is it going to bring a sense of turmoil? Is there going to be some struggle, some anxiety as a result of what I'm going to say or what I'm going to do? If the answer is peace, then it's your highest self. If the answer is turmoil, struggle, anxiety, stress, then the answer is your ego. So now you've identified, and now you'll know how to act. The way to act is with the way that will bring you peace. Even if it seems inconsistent, the way to act is the way that will bring you peace. The second thing to do is to start to learn to go beyond this restriction that you've experienced in the physical plane. The restrictions of the physical plane are many. Begin to say, I can transcend that. In your mind, begin to look at yourself as living in that physical plane, but that's not who you are. So figure out ways in your own consciousness to just get past all of these limitations that are a part of your body and your world. The third is, wherever you go, refuse to defend yourself to anyone or to anything on the earth plane. You don't have to defend yourself. You don't have to prove yourself. You can just quietly be an effective human being and not get yourself into that position where you're arguing with someone over the rightness of how you feel. Just let go of that. And the higher part of you is saying, I want peace. I want peace. It's always there. Keep that in mind. And finally, learn to surrender and to trust in that wisdom that created you. The act of surrendering is letting go, detaching yourself from all of the beliefs that you have that it's important for you to be right and it's important for you to prove other people wrong and all of these kinds of things that keep you sort of in that restriction. Once you surrender and once you let go, you find yourself a whole lot freer in your life.